Is this embarrassing? Yes. Is it awkward? Yes.
No, bitch, it wasn't awkward until you made it awkward by saying awkward.
Ladies and gentlemen,
awkward.
We social podcast.
I tried to record with the gum in my mouth, but it just made all like lip smacky sounds. I've been still dealing with that dry mouth thing.
Why?
My medication.
Oh, you're on medication?
Yeah, I'm on antidepressants, and it's a side effect apparently is a dry mouth.
That sucks.
Yeah, I know. And so when I'm talking, it always sounds like my I want to keep my mouth moist, but I don't want to do it on mic because then it just sounds real gross. And so I think right before I got here, I like rinsed my mouth out. I did all this stuff to prepare for this recording as if it's the main event.
What do you rinse your mouth with?
I rinsed my mouth with, I forget what it was. Like it was peroxide? Not hydrogen peroxide.
Oh, and that eliminates cotton mouth?
Apparently, unless Google lied to me. What if Google just has
indeed.
Like, I just hit Google. I'm like, what takes care of a cotton mouth? If it had said urine, I would have been like, "Welp, here I go." Just start gargling.
I love that you're just Googling cottonmouth cures.
Cottonmouth. And I just kept getting a lot of recommendations for music videos for Cottonmouth Kings. Oh, man. Oh, Cottonmouth Kings. My sisters were so into Cottonmouth Kings, but none of them smoked. Well, the older one did, but she wasn't into it. The ones that didn't smoke were really into it and had no idea what the premise of it was. They were just walking around going, "We the Cottonmouth Kings and we don't give a fuck."
And I don't know who they are.
They are like, think of what Limp Bizkit, or you know what? No, it's more like a long...
They
were like the cousins of the Insane Clown Posse.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
The exact same world. The exact
same
world.
I knew Juggalos.
Yeah. That's
I used to be like, come on, guys.
They'd
be like, no, this is cool, watch. I'm like, okay, I'll watch.
I kind of wish you...
This isn't good.
Did you date any of them? Come on.
Technically, no.
Technically, okay, hold on. No, we can't go with the technically here. We got to go with an actuality.
No.
So technically, no. So what makes it no? What makes it a technically no? I'm leaving this pause in so people can hear... the gears in your head turning. Is this somebody you may were maybe intimate with but not relationship with, or
yeah,
vice versa?
There you go.
Okay, there you go. All right. Man. You got a juggalo of juggalo?
Oh. Oh, I hate myself. I've wasted my life.
You're in like 30, 40 years, you're going to look back at your life and be like, I hooked up with a juggalo.
That's so funny. It's so sad. Oh, man. Kids are like, Mom, what's this on your IMDb page?
Yeah. Hey, Mom, I was listening to this random podcast, and you mentioned something. Well, you didn't mention it, but you didn't not mention it.
I've been researching juggalos, and Mom, come on.
Yeah, Mom, I was trying to... I was doing research about how juggalos are destroying our culture, and you're part of the... What if your kid's like, Mom, am I half juggalo?
Like, no, honey.
Do you look back at the guy, forgetting about that he's a juggalo, but just like just going off his aesthetic or the visual of what the juggalo was?
No, it was great. We're good friends.
No, okay, but was he dressed like with the clown face and all that?
Nah.
No, okay.
He didn't do that.
Because I was...
Not around me.
I was kind of hoping that that's what it was.
No.
That you were just like...
No.
You just like were looking down or up and you're like, oh, well, there's a clown right there.
Nope.
Okay.
That didn't happen.
Okay. That would have been amazing, though.
I have my limits.
You do? Okay, I respect that. I like that a juggalo's not quiet, but
it is now.
It is now? Okay, so now you look at a juggalo
lived
and you're like...
I've learned.
Like, the young me maybe would have made this mistake.
Those videos are fucking stupid.
Yeah, they are. You just...
They're so bad.
You're just watching a bunch of people recovering from or going into their heroin mode.
Yeah, and then they're just all getting murdered.
Yeah.
It's like terrible acting, and they just love it. They're like, this is great. I'm going to pay money for this. And I'm like, this is garbage.
I think they're being classified now as a cult.
I hope so.
Like, I think that's an actual thing now where they're being, by the way, welcome to the Awkwardly Social Podcast. This is the Cottonmouth King / Juggalos episode with my occasional co-host, Ariel Washington.
What's up?
Yeah. So we're talking. We're both a little bit under the influence is the wrong word, but we're both inspired.
Yep.
Yeah. That was a very cool yep. I could put a pause in there and make your yep be much longer. The things I can do.
Yep. I'm having a blast.
You're having an amazing time.
Great time. I've had to go without because, like, my schedule.
Yeah, it's same.
I went and re-upped today, and I was like, oh, I needed this.
I had some tequila on Saturday, and I had too much tequila on Saturday. And I was still in the middle of, like, doing some, like, yard work / woodwork / cleaning / laundry. So it was all just sort of like I was kind of coasting through it. I might have mixed
everything.
Them all up. I might have mixed up a few things.
What are you, a butler?
No. I was washing my clothes. I was building my stage.
My stage.
I needed my dishes so I can eat some cereal. I can't use dirty dishes. I'm not a savage. Just because I have this brow doesn't make me a savage.
That one brow.
I have a caveman look.
Unibrows are funny. Like, they're cool.
Yeah. Well,
it's distinct.
It is. Although I don't actually have a unibrow, but I do have this bulldog caveman dip here going on.
The Cro-Magnon thing.
Yeah, that's the word, Cro-Magnon.
I have a flat.
Yeah, a flat forehead.
Yeah, it's like small too. It's like there's not much space between what, eyebrow. And
there's a term for that, three head. When your hairline isn't like, is the opposite of too high. It's not even too low. It's like a right dimensions.
Is it?
Yeah.
It feels small.
I don't know. Mine.
Our faces are small.
Our faces? Or your faces?
Mine.
Okay. I was like, my face is not small. Have you seen photos of me as a child? I have a huge dome as a baby.
I was a fat baby with a big ass head too.
Yeah?
Yeah. I had a cranium.
Yeah, you're just like, they just looked at you, you're like, and that girl's gonna be smart.
Yeah, look like a villain.
What if this isn't all your hair? What if this is just more of
it's
your
just
head?
Skull.
It's just skull. Like, you have very
my
short hair.
My hair is only 2 inches long.
Yeah, it's like, oh, it's not like a big poof of hair in the back. It's just a really long, like, alien skull.
This hair, man. Yeah. It's getting long.
It is. It is.
I'm trying to grow it out.
I hope the goal is to, until it touches like the ceiling of the truck.
Yeah, I want. The goal is for people in movie theaters to hate me.
Oh, I would not want to sit behind you or next to you because people would be like, "Can you move out of the way?" Then I gotta like be like, "Sir, she's enjoying the movie. Please watch it as well. You sit behind me. You're kind of short. Sit behind me." That whole thing. By the way, I actually looked back as if there was somebody there.
But I feel like my hair... Yeah, you did. You committed to that.
So. I was all in.
But I feel like my hair's so heavy that once it gets longer, it's going to weigh it down.
Oh, it's going to. My hair did that. Like, my hair just got, like, an anchor and just, like, dropped down. Although it still has some waviness to it, but it's still, like, the way that it would be is, like, out to here. Like, my head would be a perfect circle.
Oh, man. Look at what happens when you add estrogen to your show.
We start talking about our hair. For a moment, I was thinking, where is the estrogen coming from? And I was,
you're like, yeah, and I use Vidal Sassoon and mix it all.
Look, if you don't look good, we don't look good. No, I talk about my hair even when no one's around. I'm just like, God damn it, I'm beautiful.
And that's just funny. Like, white people are always like, oh my God, I love your hair. It's like, all right, stranger, get your hands away.
It's so urban.
They're like, it's beautiful. And they say it like they're trying to like make me believe it. I'm like, I know, yeah. It's cool.
I don't care what they say. I love it.
Yeah, like, who is they?
Yeah.
I don't even know you, ma'am. You guys have been talking about me?
I had a different opinion, but now I don't. So congratulations that you changed my opinion.
I love it. I think it's beautiful. I want to steal your soul.
I was telling my friend Sarah that there's this girl named Ariel.
Ariel?
Ariel. She has the most colorful hair, but not actually colorful.
It's so ethnic.
It's so ethnic. It's like, oh my God, what even are you? What? I feel like we're just having it in on a white woman named Marsha.
Yeah. Marsha and Carol and Sharon.
Oh, man. Sharon. Judy. Oh, Judy. You don't even want to fuck with a Judy.
Judy's always in some shit.
Judy's just like trouble. I had a crush on a girl named Judy once.
And she was trouble.
She was trouble. See? Yeah. She was
Judy's know everything, though.
What does that mean? Like, your secrets or like...
Like, everyone's secrets. They know, like, everyone's secrets that you've never told anyone.
I wouldn't want somebody to know, have, like, that kind of power over me.
But that's what Judy's having. Sheila's are pretty, like, strong with the Force, too.
Yeah. It's,
But Judy's know, like, when you and your spouse are having, like, problems. Judy's know when, like... Your kid came out to you. Judy's know if you've been, like, dating the dude in the mailroom.
Yeah, Judy's know when you got called into your boss's office. Like, yeah. Like, how'd you even know that?
Judy's know you've been looking on, like, work apps for new jobs.
They're like, you know what? I noticed you were on Indeed the other day. Like, how that was at home in my bathroom. Like, what are you doing? How do you know this stuff about me? Judy's are just hackers.
Because I'm Judy.
What if the internet is the... Oh, shit. What if the internet's name is Judy?
Oh, that's crazy.
Oh, man. We are just... We are conspiracying it up all the way.
Judy's, man.
I love it.
You gotta watch out for him.
I wouldn't... Here's the thing. I wouldn't know what to do if somebody knew those secrets about me. Because it'd be like if I'm the genie and they own the lamp. Yeah. Like, I am just fucked. I got them shackles on. My skin is blue. I am just nothing but their servant from then on. So that's why I had to.
That would be so weird. So, Jose, I guess the doctor says you need more fiber, huh?
No. Like,
I just left the office.
I'm in, like, the doctor's in the middle of telling me.
Like, she just texts you.
Judy's sitting next to the doctor repeating every word he's saying. You need fiber. He's, like, finishing his words now.
Who let her in here?
No. Oh, she's just... She's
Judy.
She said she knew you, so we figured it'd be fine.
Judy's know everything.
Oh, that is disturbing. I feel. Is there a Judy in your life that makes you think this?
No, I don't even think I've ever met a Judy.
That is so funny.
Maybe I have.
Yeah, I wouldn't trust a Judy or a Julius or like a... I don't know. So just people that...
Or a Randy.
Oh, don't fuck with a Randy. Don't fuck with a Randy.
Randalls are cool.
Mm.
Like, if they have the decency to go by Randall, it's like, oh, I want it. But Randy?
What about Randolph?
They're, like, usually stuck-up pricks.
Yeah.
But Randys are scumbags. That's it's true. Like, I've never met... This is my theory, okay? And it's not been proven wrong.
Uh-huh.
Every Randy has had a mullet or one of those rat tails at some point in their life.
Oh, that's true.
Every single one. Even the females, they had the shag, which is basically just a mullet for women.
Wait, are there women female Randys?
Yeah, I knew a female Randy.
Randette. That is, I would like to,
I
don't
know. Spell with an I, R-A-N-D-I.
You know, I didn't know that adding an I makes a name, what's the word I'm looking for?
Yeah, because eyes are girly.
Yeah. I had a coworker named Tony. I had two coworkers named Tony, one that was a male, one that was a female. And I used to have a correspondence with the female one, thinking I was talking to the male one.
Oh, man.
And then when
you're
I would...
like, yeah, did you see the rack on Tony?
No, I had a... But I would go up to him and try to have a conversation with him in person. He's like, what the fuck are you talking about? And because I was having this, like, conversation with someone that I thought was him. So I was like, this guy's
hilarious.
Fucking cool. I'd like to have a drink with this dude. He's cool, a cool dude.
He's like, I don't know you, bro.
It's like, I don't even watch Walking Dead. Like, he was that guy. And I just realized, I'm like, oh, I am a big, big old buffoon. I was very embarrassed by that. That's, not really, but, you know.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it's...
It's pretty funny.
I got unintentionally catfished.
No, you catfished yourself.
I caught myself. I caught fished.
That's crazy.
Yes, it is. I created this whole backstory.
Just add an I and it's a girl's name.
Yeah. That's same thing for Josie.
Bobby.
There's a J-O-S-I. I don't know if that's a name, but.
Bobby, you put an I on it, that's a girl.
That's true. What is Wait, so what do you do to make a name male? Like, put a Y?
Like what name?
Like, so the name Cindy, if it's with an I at the end, if you put a Y, does it become a man's name?
actually looking at it, yeah, it looks more like...
It looks more like a man's name, like, or what E-Y. About what about Candy? C-A-N-D-I is a female. Candy for men should be C-A-N-D-Y.
Well, C-A-N-D-Y is for females, too, though.
I know, but I'm saying is that if we're going to follow those rules, shouldn't we go all in? None of this half-ass bullshit?
Then it would be, like, C-A-N-D-E-Y.
That's true. Or a party, P-A-R-T-I, is for, like, a female party. And P-A-R-T-Y is for men.
Is that how you spell it for female parties?
Yeah, female parties, it's eyes all the way.
I'm having a party for my wife.
Yeah.
Just P-A-R-T-I.
P-A-R-T-I. And
bring your girly shit.
Yeah, if you want to do a manly party where we all spit and puff our chests up, that's a P-A-R-T-Y. This is a whole system. We're redefining the English language.
Johnny.
Oh, is there female Johnnies?
Yeah.
I don't know shit about shit. I think I've met a million people, and here's what's going to happen. Tomorrow, I'm going to meet a female Johnny, and I'm going to be just blown the fuck away by it. Like, I'm just learning so many new things. It's just like when you see, like, you learn something new about the world, and then suddenly you see that one thing you learned about everywhere.
Yeah.
That's annoying.
And then you see the world different, and you're just like, everything I knew was a lie.
I know. I was just like, what are all these people walking around listening to these things with their stuff in their ears? Oh, those are headphones. And then they're everywhere.
Yep.
No, I didn't have that moment. That wasn't that big of a dummy as a kid.
I had that in maybe the 80s. No, I didn't. I was just born in the late 80s.
I was going to say, you were like a year old. You're like, what is all this? I mean, that is what you would say to you.
I'm 57 years old.
What? I really sort of wish you were.
That would be great.
I would love it if you were.
I was just holding this secret in. I'm 135.
You're still saying things like sassafras and everything. You're just using terminology that's really just like...
These whippersnappers these days.
They're making buffoons of us. Yeah.
That's a swell idea.
Top notch. Well, look at you looking all top draw.
Good day, sir. You see?
Aren't you a fine how do you do?
Ma'am, stop.
We're sober.
You're not 135, you're 31.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Relax.
I'm not rocking the cardigan tonight, but I've been feeling like an old man when I walk around because I'm walking slower and wearing a cardigan. I got scolded recently for using the term, unironically, hot to trot.
What's wrong with hot to trot?
Apparently, it's not a thing you say when you're in your 30s. Maybe, like, if I was 60, it would be one of those terms that where it's like...
I like hot to trot.
I do, too. I have no... It's like when you learn a phrase that really encompasses everything you're trying to say, you're going to say it.
Like the bee's knees. It just... You get it.
Exactly.
You're the bee's knees.
I am. Oh, wait. Am I?
It paints a picture. You're like, wow.
I know. I would like for somebody to say I'm the bee's knees, but mean it. And not because I asked for it. Just because
the cat's pajamas.
Yeah, you're the cat's pajamas.
They're just such swell sayings. They're so sweet.
Exactly, right? It's just like, you say it, and then you're being kind, or you're even being reprimanding without reprimanding.
I feel like, let's get this road on the show. Is the one thing I'm going to say that my kids are going to, like, fucking hate. Like, oh, let's get this road on the show, yeah, Mom. I'm going to say it faithfully. Fuck those kids.
And, like, maybe 10 years ago, I used to walk around trying to keep... I think I jokingly would say dope a lot, and now it's stuck in me where I still say it now. And then...
I brought dope back, too.
Yeah, and I would... For a while, I would be just go randomly go yay yay and just and just watch people look at me like what, why,
yay yay.
Yeah, it's just.
I want that to be a thing. Like, you order your food, they're like, "All right, so that's a 2 double cheeseburgers, a regular fry, and a small soda." Yay yay.
Or you do it as a sign of victory, like, okay, so I only have $3 on me, that'll be $2.89. yay yay, yay. There you go. See, it just,
that'll be great.
It would be. And then the Ice Cube would just be livid and be like, I started that thing.
Can you cover my shift tomorrow?
Yeah.
No.
No. Oh man, I was about to yay you. Yeah. It's that one is there was another one that I know I tried to bring back, but I just got reprimanded for, to the point where I was like, all right, fine, maybe that one won't work.
I realized the other day that I still say hella.
My goodness.
Like, it slips out every now and then. I'm like, yeah, that's hella stupid.
Yeah, you know what? I think you've said that on this podcast. I've gone back and edited and heard you say hella, and I'm just sort of like, well, maybe she's referring to the Greek goddess, you know.
Hella.
Or the Norse god.
I realized, I was like, oh, shit, I say that quite often.
Yeah. It's,
I'm of that generation. That's what I peaked.
Is it? Who popularized that for you? Like, Gwen Stefani?
I feel like we just said it in school. Well, like, it started out, and then she said it, and it was like it blew up. But I know we were saying it already.
Well, that's like a San Francisco kind of thing where it started up there.
Or it hit Vegas before the song came out.
Yeah, and I think she might have gotten it from up there.
Probably.
Maybe. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I'm making this shit up.
But no, there's a part of me. I feel like it's a NorCal thing, but
yeah.
I know that we were saying it in Vegas, and then the song came out.
Yeah, I forget you're from Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, that explains why you're hella cool.
Viva Las Vegas. That was terrible timing after you say I'm very cool to start busting some Elvis.
I know, and I said you're hella cool too.
Yeah, you did.
So I don't know how cool.
That all up.
You really did. I'm disappointed. I'm very disappointed. Is that you rewinding?
Yeah.
Okay, it doesn't work. Yeah, I'm sorry. It's
you're not gonna, okay.
Yeah,
it was worth a shot.
It was worth it, but I don't know if it was worth it.
That Sam Smith song, Nirvana, have you heard it?
No.
There's like this part, it's like, what the fuck does he say? He's like, can you take me to Nirvana? For like 2 months straight when I was like listening to that song, I thought he was saying to Nevada. I thought we had our own fucking song. So I was belting out like, can you take me to Nevada?
That is so fucking
mad
funny.
Confident. But it was Nirvana, and then I felt stupid. And then I just continued to sing Nevada.
I used to do that. Like, I would just take the wrong words to a song. I went to a Foo Fighters concert or show where they were taping a performance, and I was singing with all the wrong lyrics. And I had people turning and looking at me, and I was like, right. I'm like, they're all looking at how good I sing. Then I realized that, like, half of the words I was saying were all incorrect. I had to go back and Google them later. I was like, oh, my goodness.
Were you on camera or something?
There was cameras around, but I don't think the cameras could pick me up with all the actual rock music. But there's people who are in my group who are just sort of looking at me like, what is going on with you?
Why are you doing this to
like,
the music?
Why are you butchering the Foo Fighters?
I've gotten a lot of lyrics wrong.
Yeah, I was like, ever wrong.
California Love, the let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West, a state that's untouchable, like Elliot Ness, right?
Uh-huh.
I used to think he said alienness.
Like, that's so funny.
When I was a kid. I was like, oh yeah, aliens, you can't touch them. And it made so much sense. And I was like, just singing that for years. I think until I was like 24. And I saw the Untouchables. And I was like, ah, oh, fuck, I'm an idiot.
You know, there's a lyric in To Live and Die in L.A. where he says, without gay ass Dre. And I used to, as a kid, and be like, I don't know what he's saying here, but it sounds like California Love Part Motherfucking 2 without gay ass Dre. And I would just laugh at the fact that it sounds like that. I found out recently he actually is saying without gay ass Dre because he was having beef with Dr. Dre. So he called him gay ass Dre at the end of it.
Wow.
I was like, oh man, that is a cold diss. And like, this is a good track. And like, I could picture Dr. Dre being like, you know what, Pac, this is pretty good. What?
That was a great, hey.
Hey, buddy.
Hey. Right at the end.
Buddy, come on.
Come on. Right at the end.
Right when I was feeling forgiveness and love, you suddenly call me a gay-ass Dre.
I love that that's how we made Dr. Dre sound.
Hey.
Hey.
We're just pissing off Ice Cube and Dr. Dre today. Just who else can we go?
Aw, guys, come on.
Come on, guys. Come on. No.
This is my reputation.
I picture every time you do Dre now that you're just like pushing up your glasses. You're just like, look, guys. Look, buddy. We need to have a talk here.
Hey, I'm producing this new track. I think it's going to be, as the kids are saying, lit.
The kids these days. Everything is just being lit up.
Hold on, let me put on my Dre voice.
Yeah.
Sorry, I can't do his deep voice.
Now let me welcome everybody to the Wild Wild West.
That's
I can't do
spot
it.
Spot on.
I'm sure it is. I used to think I was really good.
We are not impressionists.
We are not. I used to think I was really good at impersonating. The only one I could kind of do is like when I used to do Exhibit and be like, gee. Like that's a thing that he does.
Is it?
Yeah. Let's hear it. I'll play you a bit of an Exhibit song and you're going to hear it. And it's.
Oh, yeah.
That was just so.
I was like, nah, I got it.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to make it happen.
Oh.
I didn't drop my phone. See? Hold on, wait. Listen. Gee. Broadcasting live to you and yours.
Gee.
Yeah. He sounds like the way I do when I'm, he sounds the same way I do when I'm, like, dealing with Cottonmouth. Gee. Ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live to you and yours.
You know what I wish had happened this year?
What's that?
I wish that Ja Rule had thrown another Fire Festival.
They're making another one, but it's like this one's a legit one.
I want it to be like the same thing. I want them to get all those same rich kids again.
Just trap them
back
again.
On the island. Like, come on.
What if that's what again? Ends up happening this time? They're just sitting there like, frump.
They're like, FEMA fucking tents again.
Did you hear they canceled the FYF Fest?
No.
And they're just like, because their sales were so low that they had to cancel the concert.
Why are the sales so low?
Because there's too many concerts.
Oh.
They just did fucking Coachella, fucking Burning Ass, or whatever it's called.
Burning Man already went?
No, I have no idea. But the point is there's a lot of fucking concerts and events now where you're, people are spending money. There's only, they're like, people are going broke trying to get fucking Instagram photos in.
Yeah.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous. I have no interest in going to Coachella ever in my life.
I'm the same. I think... I did one all-day concert in San Diego, and that was the extent of it. I was like, okay. But I was, like, near the ocean and had a whole, like, a room to stay in. And there was people who I saw the following day wearing the exact same clothes, wearing the exact same odor. I was just like, I do not want to be near these people. And yet I was.
Yeah, no, like, Coachella feels too mainstream. Like, I would love a festival that's, like, I don't know. I feel like I always say if I could go back to any point in time, I would have gone to Woodstock.
Mm. It's right there where Woodstock.
Something so pure and like, you know, just like it's the one and only of anything. That would be the festival.
Woodstock seems like the place you would go to in a time where racism was like more socially acceptable. And yet this was a place where they were like, nah, it's not here.
Not here. We're not all here. Having fun.
Yeah, I would like to do that. I think
it was like a vacation.
I would have been a good hippie.
Oh, I'd have been a great hippie.
I would
the
be.
Tits would have been out everywhere.
Same. I would just be flopping left and right.
Just running through lakes and shit. Like,
I am just swaying. Yeah.
Hey, guys.
It's
Peace, man.
I just, like, with my... I already have the hair for it. May as well just, like, dress it. I dressed for, like, a hippie for a while. Between the age of, like, 20 to 24-ish. And my mom would just, like, try to, like, rip the clothes off of me. I was getting all my clothes, like, at Goodwill. And I just kind of had this sort of hippie look going on. And my mom's like, get rid of that fucking clothes. It is embarrassing me.
Oh,
like,
God.
She was like, I'll give you money to buy clothing. And she was just so bothered by it.
She's like, get regular shit.
She's like, yeah, get shit that looks like it was made within. I was dressed like a Tubby or Kelso from that 70s show. it wasn't a great look. I wasn't ashamed by it, but it was like a very sort of comfortable look. And my family hated it.
I would have made a good hippie, but I feel like I also would have made like a good like activist. Like,
yeah, I see. Like I can see both.
Been both.
I could see you like if you raise up a fist, activist. If you raise up a peace sign, hippie. You're fuck. Oh damn! Look at. Ooh, now do both. Hacktivist. Yeah, okay, that's an activist.
Yeah.
Okay.
No one can see what we're doing.
I know. Why am I doing? Everyone's like, I have no idea what's going on.
I was alternating between peace signs and
making a fist. Yeah, although I was
changing my look dramatically.
You were. Although I was a little scared when you rose a fist, like you were going to swing at me. And just.
I was for a second. It was coming through me.
It didn't help that you were like winding it up. You're just like, what?
I wasn't winding. I think you imagine that.
I think I do. It's I'm unusually scared of certain people.
What am I, a 1940s cartoon?
Yeah.
Come at me.
Oh, you better watch out. I pack a wallop.
I'm gonna punch you right in the kisser, I say.
We were born in the wrong era. No.
That's the only impression that we can do.
That's literally the only one we can do. There's nothing.
I can do like a little kid voice.
Oh, let me hear your kid voice.
What?
Oh, never mind. Don't do it.
What?
Oh, don't. Stop it.
Is that creepy?
A little bit. I can do that same voice, too. But it doesn't sound like when I do it. When I was a kid, I saw there was a girl I used to have a crush on, and for some reason,
That voice?
No.
I was like, bad choice, dude.
I did worse. I was impersonating the Pokemons that I was able to impersonate. I would do like, I'm like, hey, want to hear what Scyther sounds like? And I would just do these, and I was just like, oh, this is so embarrassing. Why did no one stop me?
Wait, can you still do them?
No, I can't.
And you this can't is, do I'm, like Charizard or something?
I don't think I could do. I don't even remember what he sounds like anymore.
Can you do Pikachu?
No, my voice can't get that high. But, or can it? I have a girly voice, but I don't know how girly it is.
No, you don't.
No, I'm trying to think. But I would do them and nobody ever stopped me. And this was in high school, too. This wasn't like middle school Jose walking around being like, you want to be my girlfriend? This was like, I got to find a prom date. I'm like, I know my Pokemon impersonations.
Oh, my gosh. Take me now.
Yeah, I was not somebody who has a game.
You weren't smooth.
No. You want to hear something funny?
What?
My little nephew started texting me. Just being like, hey, what's up? Kind of thing. He's like 8 or whatever. And then he's like 10 maybe. So this is a really funny... So this is, I'm the one in green. He's the one in white. He's just like, hi. Then I'm like, hey, Vincent, what's up, my homie? He's like, sup? I'm getting ready for bed. I'm like, yeah, it's late. I'm already tucking the cats in. He's like, yeah, and I'm not prepared for Monday. He's in elementary school, and he's dreading Monday. And then he sends me a meme saying, look at the bright side. At least Mondays only happen once a week.
Wow.
That just cracks me up.
I just have a picture of you, like, your little nephew go to work in school doing just paperwork and a mundane job.
He is. Yeah. He's
just like, I'm going to need you to finish these by noon. God damn it, Sharon.
This kid is hilarious. I don't even know what prompted him, but he was trying to get somebody a gift, and he wanted to buy them a light bulb. And then he's like, what are you doing? Like, why are you getting a light bulb? And his response was something along the lines of, like, who doesn't like a light bulb? Like, it was just, his logic is sound.
Yeah.
But
everyone
just,
needs light bulbs.
It's true. And I worry that this kid's going to grow up to be me. He's going to be using Pokemon impersonations as a pickup line.
Oh, poor kid.
I think I got into poetry specifically because I liked the girl who liked poems. I legitimately think that that's why.
Oh.
It's a. Yeah, it was a. It wasn't. I think I may have been the kid. I was a kid who would crush a lot, but like have crushes, not like smash. It was just. So I'd be like, I have a crush. I know. I'm going to write you a poem. I'm going to write you how I feel.
And then it would be like, your secret admirer.
Yeah.
And you'd never tell them. They just get these notes forever.
I may have actually done that. I think I may have actually written a couple of secret admirer letters and then forgotten I had a crush on someone. So they're just waiting around for letter number 2. It just never happens.
Or the next dude that hits on them, they're like, it must be you. And he's like, yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's embarrassing. My cousin, I went to a different school for a very short period of time. And there was this girl who I thought she was cute. I had no crush on her whatsoever. But I was just like, oh, that girl's cute. My cousin heard this. So he sent her, like, those days where they would send flowers to this classes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
He sent her a flower on my behalf to try to make shit happen. But he didn't tell me. And she's like, did you send me this flower? I was like, no. She's like, you can tell me if you did. I was like, I really didn't. I became that guy who was just in complete denial about being mad in love with like somebody whose name I can't even try to remember right now.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, it was like it's a town of fucking 1,000 people, and I'm the one guy who's just in complete denial about my love. Like, thanks, buddy.
That's hilarious.
That it is.
Oh, high school, yeah. Adolescence, man. Do you remember when, like, your voice changed and shit?
I do.
Was that weird?
It wasn't for me because I didn't know that it changed. It was more about how people responded. I had
You didn't hear the change at all?
No. But I used to get made fun of by my sisters a lot because I sounded like one of the girls. And I shared a room with my younger sister. And she had this friend who would come over all the time. And I yelled through the window, "You better not be on my bed." And they started laughing so fucking hard. And I come in the room and I'm just like, "What is so funny?" And then her apparently when I yelled that out, her friend turned and looked at her. She's like, "Do you have another sister?" And then my sister looks at her. She's like, "No, that was my brother." And they're just dying. They're laughing. I didn't know.
Because you didn't hear it.
To me, I still, to myself, sound like I have a very soft voice. I don't hear any sort of bass to it.
Really?
So I hear like a girlier voice.
Interesting.
I don't know. I think it's because we get it a little skewed. Like, even though I edit my podcast and I know what I sound like, sometimes I'll hear myself and think to myself, "Oh, I do have a little bit of bass in my voice." But then other times when I'm listening, I'm just like, "Oh, that's, I can't tell if that's me or Ariel talking right now."
Oh, I don't know how I feel about that.
I'm just kidding. It's not that bad. No.
No, I hate my voice.
Why is that?
I don't know. I feel like most people do hate their own voice.
That's true.
Like, I'm one of those people that every time I change my voicemail, I have to do it like 18 times. I'm like, "Hey, no."
Can I hear your voicemail right now?
Nah.
Nah? I'm sure mine is something simple.
It's
like,
just something like, "Hey, it's Ariel. Sorry I missed you. Leave a message and I'll get back to you as soon as possible."
Yeah, I'm sure mine is like, "Hey, what's up? You reached Jose. Leave a message. Y'all know what to do. Swag."
Yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
That's going to be my new message. "Hey, you missed me. Leave a message. Yay, yay."
Leave a message at the sound of the yay, yay. Yay, yay.
What was the exhibit thing?
Yeah.
Dude.
That one's ridiculous. I have that song specifically because I liked Exhibit growing up, but that's a song I took the time to learn so I can do it at karaoke.
You brought that song up very quickly.
I know exactly like, where this. It is.
Bring, bring.
I said, "Hey, command 3," and it's just like my phone knew what to do. It's like,
I feel like it was already ready. Like, you knew.
I was like, I'm going to.
You're going to find a way to squeeze that in.
I'm going to try to work in some Exhibit conversation today. That was my intent. This whole episode has been about Exhibit, just so you know.
Oh, man, mission accomplished.
Yeah, this episode is called Exhibit A.
Nice.
Yeah, see? I like it. So now I have to make sure I remember that so I can actually call it that.
You'll remember. I believe in you.
I believe in me too. I'm very confident in my ability to remember puns. Is that a pun or is that a play on words?
I feel like it was a play on words.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. It wasn't. If pun didn't feel right.
It was. It felt like almost right, but not quite.
Okay. When did your voice change?
I don't think I really noticed it change. I still feel like it's really high.
Yeah.
You're saying just the same shit you said, huh?
Yeah.
Anywho, I do notice that my singing voice in choir. changed at about the freshman sophomore year because I went from soprano to alto.
Mm-hmm.
But that was it. I was still singing soprano parts and shit, but that's about when my voice changed. But I just remember being like, "Oh, I'm an alto now. Cool."
When I was a kid, I used to sing like Michael Jackson. I used to sing a lot of Jackson 5.
Oh, baby, give that Michael Jackson.
Yeah, a lot of it. And I used to be really.
You wasted your talent.
I would sing and my family would be like, "You have such a great voice." I'm like, "I'm going to do something with this." And my sisters would make fun of me because I was getting into rock music, but my voice still sounded like a Backstreet Boy as I got older. And I would always try to like man it up a little bit and make it like a little raspy. So I would just sing and sing until...
With arms wide open.
Welcome to this place. I'll show you. You know what? This is the second time.
Can you take me higher?
This is the second time I think that Creed's been mentioned on this podcast in like a month.
Oh man.
Yeah.
Creed is the best.
Creed is like, I watched the E! True Hollywood Story that was a little premature, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah.
This was like mid-90s, early 2000s where they did it.
Yeah, it was like they just like disbanded.
I don't even know if they were still disbanded. They were still together at the time that the band the docuseries came out.
I just remember there was like a solid like 8 years where every male rock singer sounded exactly like that.
Yeah, I have a friend who's still hardcore on Creed. I don't dislike Creed, but it had
Creed,
a place in time.
Nickelback, there were so many at that time. They were like, and I love you like an angel.
Your Nickelback sounds like Cher.
That's what they all sound like.
Like a male Cher.
Just like male rock Chers.
That is fucking hilarious.
Can you take? They'll never be able to unhear that.
You know, there's a
higher.
When and now, when and now, well.
To play. I don't know the rest of it.
Oh man, we have fun.
I wish I knew the rest of it.
Here's what we're gonna do. We're gonna do a karaoke episode. We're just gonna start singing. No one's gonna listen.
We should just do all the bad bands.
Yeah.
The songs that people hate.
We should do not even a show, just about invite people to go do karaoke, but we could only do those kinds of songs.
Yeah, we have only to do like Nickelback, Avril Lavigne.
Yeah, do the songs that you're in sort of in the now. Oh, what's the song?
Ying Yang Twins.
What is a song that it's like a guilty pleasure for you, but you just it's like the song you have to hear from time to time?
What do you mean?
Like a song where you're not necessarily ashamed of it, but a song you wouldn't announce to the world that you enjoy frequently listening to or singing along to.
Let me think. That Cardi B song.
I don't know it.
You don't know it?
I don't.
Oh man, I'm like fucking hooked on that song. What's the name of it?
Cardi B plus.
Do you know who she is?
I've only recently discovered who she is because she was a guest singer on SNL.
I'm like, who the fuck is this? I can't even like think of the name of the song right now.
Yeah, it'll come to you. It'll come to you. And you're gonna be like, that's my jam. I'm trying to think what mine is. I kind of can't. You know what? I'll be honest.
I kind of
like some Hanson.
Like Mbop?
Not Mbop. Oh. Not Mbop.
Oh, I was so not on the Hanson train.
No. It's, well, maybe. We'll see.
I remember when they were, like, new, and I was like, nah, not my jam.
no, I think I listened to Hanson, and then I was one of those boys that was suckered into thinking that one of those boys was a girl. I was like, oh, she's
oh,
cute.
No.
I was like, oh, no. What's wrong with me, Jesus?
No. You're like, she is cute.
I'm like, oh,
hey, so what?
It's, I'm like, I have mixed
Bodak
feelings.
Yellow. How the fuck did I forget that?
Bodak Yellow?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure you've heard it. People like fucking.
No.
Played it and danced to it everywhere.
Well, I'm not at a place where people typically dance. So I can't say that I have heard it.
But I feel like it's been in everything.
Oh, but I haven't been to everywhere.
Have you been to anywhere?
Nowhere where they play that music. I'll put it this way.
That music. No, I'm missing.
Well, she's Afro-Latina, so I technically can claim her. I'm like, she's one of our people.
We're all our people.
What do you mean, our people?
It's this one. Okay. You haven't heard that anywhere?
They parodied that on SNL. That's literally the only reason why I know that. They did a version of this that was supposed to be about.
It's such a guilty pleasure. I'm like, yeah, I'm a classy, educated woman, and then that comes on, and I'm like, twerk, twerk, twerk. Yeah. That and Juvenile.
There's a...
Back that ass up.
Oh, my goodness, I forgot about Juvenile. You're a fine motherfucker, won't you back that ass up?
Yeah.
That song, yeah, there's certain songs...
Cash Money Records taking over for the 99 and the 2000s.
Yeah, they were the second... They were the No Limit Soldiers version 2.
Yeah.
It was just that, like, weirdly over, excessively decorated. I mean, their album covers look like clothes that, like, Armenians would wear. Like, those vests were just, like, a bunch of different patterns and shit.
Colorful shirts.
Yeah, it was just, like, a very interesting look to it. And I would see this, and I'm just sort of like, I feel like a lot of these people don't really have the money that's advertised in these covers.
They don't.
They all, like, rented their places and just had this, like, facade thing going on. But I didn't understand. I was just like, I don't know. I'm like, I don't think they have as much money as they claim they do because they just got on the scene.
And some of them did, but they had it from, like, drugs and shit.
Yeah. I would like to build an empire off of drugs and then parlay that into, like, I don't know, a rock career. But just like, or, you know, maybe parlay from drugs to, like, sitcom.
Or government.
Or government. That would be too easy a job. I want a challenge. Yeah. I own government.
It'd be too easy for me to get in.
Yeah.
Just lobby.
I just have a... whenever I hear lobby, I think it's a physical lobby. I'm like, there's just a bunch of dudes standing around in a lobby. I'm like, yep, we make the calls.
It's just worse. It's way more sinister.
Yeah, it's just like, it's like an evil headquarters. It's called the lobby. And it's like underground. And it just looks like a giant lobby, but really that's where all the world's decisions are made.
Darkly lit. There's like a big fireplace.
Yeah.
Everyone has a snifter of brandy.
Although the
velvet robe.
That actually sounds like a good time. But, like, I would want that in my home. I want my home to look like an evil lair, but no evil plans go on there. I just want to be able to, like, hang out and just, like, laugh to myself.
I want to have, like, the room to my, like, movie room and hang out hidden by, like, a bookshelf.
I want to...
And I'm just not going to tell my kids about it. Like, me and my husband could just meet there when we're just tired of our kids. We can watch them on the screen. That's we could tell them we're going out of town and just go into our little lair that has, like, a refrigerator and shit. And be like, oh, so they're going to throw a party, huh?
Yeah, it's like a room you get into to hide from your kids.
Yeah.
Like, it's your manic room.
You're like, Mom. And she's like, I can't go back out there.
Luckily, this room is soundproof. You look at the little video of the kid just mouthing the word Mom. You're like, ugh, even on screen. It's just, look away. That's why I think every time I hear somebody talk about not being a parent, their excuse is always that I'd be too selfish. And I'm starting to understand that a little bit. I'd be like, oh, man, I got to watch out for this kid. No, that's not true.
Oh, my God. Now I'm responsible for this.
Oh, man. I was going to get ice cream for me. Now I got to get it for you, too.
And it's scary. It's like, man, if you turn out to be a huge dick, is that my fault?
That's true. I can't have that kind of guilt. So it's like, here's what you do. You just don't have that kid. Or you do everything you can to make sure that they're not a little asshole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, what if you're an asshole?
I think I would, I would just teach the kid to be so, like, subservient. Like, I would just, like,
you have a little pussy?
He will fucking do the laundry for me, it's just sort of like, I want this kid to come home and be like, hello, papa. And just, you know.
He's like, hey, dad. You're like, what did I tell you? I'm sorry. Hello, master.
Hello, sir.
Hello, King.
Father, what did you call me?
Who's
Master J.
OG Master J.
I just come in dressed like, and just like, so young man, where are my hip-hop chains? Just puts a bunch of gold chains on me.
Just dress like
robe.
Mr. T.
Yeah, I dress like Mr. T if he was like half Hugh Hefner.
Oh, that's a weird... I can see it.
You can see it?
I just saw it.
You just saw it? See, it's a good combo, right?
Yep.
I think you're mixing their aesthetics versus their ensembles.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
I put you mostly Mr. T, but with the silk robe.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to see Hugh Hefner.
No,
He's gross.
I think I would also have like a silk cape. I would wear a cape.
With the robe?
Yeah.
Nah, you're adding too much.
But not like a long cape, just like one that's like halfway down.
Oh, those old French robes.
Yeah, exactly. Not like a superhero, like I'm off to fight crime kind of thing. Although, if I had the money to buy a robe, I probably would have the money to start a career in crime fighting.
Yeah, I don't think you should, though.
I don't know. I think I'd be a good crime fighter.
Why?
Because I'd just be like, hey, guys, look, can you stop committing crime, please?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
That's
ever tried that one before?
No. I need to work on my superhero voice. I am some man. I wouldn't have a good superhero name. I would just be some man.
Jose.
I am Jose. My social security is... I don't understand the concept of a secret identity, and I just give them too much information.
Hey, you, let me see your ID. Oh, right away, sir.
Yeah. It's like evil villain.
Take this mask off really quickly.
Yeah. It's like, hey, I'm going to text you the coordinates to my home in case you want to, like, fight me closer to home so I don't have to, like, leave my block. I'm running.
Just going to Venmo you some money for that dent I put in your car.
Oh, sorry about that. As I'm kicking their ass, I'd be like, I'll send me the hospital bill. I have a lot of money. I've invested in the following stocks. So yeah, I think I'd be a good hero. I think I would, if the time came where I needed to do the right thing, I would. Mm-hmm. But I would be like really stupid about it. I'd make too many jokes about being a superhero. I'd be an annoying superhero. Like, nobody would want to be saved by me.
Wow, that would be the worst.
It would be. This is a very nonsense.
Batman, is that you? It's like, no, it's me, Jose. Be like, oh, fuck.
Not again.
Although, never mind, just let me die.
I'm flattered that they think that I might potentially be Batman. Like, you've got the physique and the costume. You could be either or. I would still have, like, the bat wings and ears and shit.
Can you call Batman?
I could.
They'd be like, can you call anyone else? Batman, can, Joker?
Look, I'd rather die right now than to be saved by you.
Just leave me. Just leave me here.
I'm sure there's somebody out there who now in real life is like, ugh, he's going to be the one that saves me? Jeez Louise. Ooh, Louise, that's another name.
Oh, yeah.
Louise.
She knows a lot of secrets, too.
Louise is dirty. Like, Louise gets...
Louise is bitter. Angry.
Louise is bitter, but I feel like if you get her on her side, she fucking goes wild.
Louise is someone you need to make friends with.
Louise is somebody who would just, like be your fucking... The person who gossips and sets up the things for you to win. But if she fucking feels... betrayed at all, she will fucking burn your house down.
She will bring you down.
Don't even get me started on Ariels.
They're so sweet.
They are arrogant. They are
humble.
You're just talking about you.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're great.
I would like to there's a Jose Chavez that's out there who has the username Jose Chavez with no little bonus shit on there. And he's just like a dude who's just posting, like, oh, I'm tired of all this money I have. I'm like, you son of a bitch. You son
of
a bitch.
Does he have a lot of money?
Those stacks looked pretty legit. He's just like, he ruins it by being like, I'm an entrepreneur.
Unemployed.
Yeah.
You're a drug dealer.
Cool. I can only imagine. I have been told so many times, like, you should be an entrepreneur. I'm like, that doesn't mean anything. That's like, you're telling me you should be a zig-a-zig wob-wob. It's like,
you should be something.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's it. All of my problems are solved.
Thanks for the career advice.
Yeah. And the career advice usually comes from the person who's still trying to figure themselves out.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, I'm gonna be a life coach.
We always seek advice from people like doing just as well as we are.
Yeah, it's usually the person who wasn't doing right and then kind of figured it out, and then they're like, I'm gonna tell everybody else how to do it like me.
Yeah, they lucked into like life.
Yeah, sometimes I when I do these solo episodes, if you listened every now and then, no, I'm just kidding. Sometimes when I do these solo episodes, I get a little too, not intentionally. Like, I'm trying to deliver a message, but sometimes it comes to me, and I'll just go off on a tangent, and then I'm saying these things. And then when I'm done recording, I'm like, I really shouldn't say any of that. I'm like, I should figure me out before I start telling other people. This is the formula for figuring shit out.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
You're going on your rants, and you're like, ooh, day, come on, too strong.
Yeah, I'm just like, look, I'm just saying Kanye had a point. No. I just wanted to see your reaction.
Yeah, that was gross. That was awful.
Of me?
Yes.
Oh, I apologize.
Thank you. Kanye. Oh, Kanye. I don't even want to. Nope. Next.
Nope. Moving on.
Moving on.
Moving on. That's a hard pass.
Hard pass on Kanye.
Yeah, yay.
Yay, yay.
That's the trend.
Someone just got a ticket.
Ooh, where at?
They have, like, the automatic lights things over there.
Yeah, but those don't count.
It's on the other side.
So we're recording out of the truck again. this is the truck-a-sode. I like these because the audio is really good in here. Even though we have the windows rolled down, there's a little bit of ambiance. It's still, like, it sounds nice.
but there's like a metro station right across the street.
Yeah.
Someone just ran a red light and got a ticket.
You know, those don't technically count anymore.
I know.
Like, you cannot pay
it. You just don't pay them.
If you don't pay them, they won't come after you.
Yeah.
Like, they'll send you things. And there's this guy once who they sent him a photo of a red light ticket that he got, and he sent them back a photo of money. Then they sent him back a photo of handcuffs. He paid for it.
He was like, damn it, my joke put me on the radar.
Exactly. That's the one. You don't want to fucking be on someone's radar.
No, you don't.
You don't.
You don't want to be on someone's radar.
This is the musical episode. We did some Exhibit, some
Cardi B. It sounds like a Cardi song B. That would have come out in the 70s.
Yeah. I like the name Cardi B because it sounds like cardigan.
It's like Bacardi.
Oh, is that what it is?
Cardi B.
That's so funny. I was just like thinking like cardigan. Like I pictured her wearing cardigans. That'd be my rap name. My name would be Cardigan B.
Cardigan. Yours would be like Digan Car.
Oh. But that also sounds a little racist.
Why?
Like, or, Digan Car. No, this just sounds like you're digging in cars. Like I have a mess in my car.
You thief.
Swindler. You ever walk by somebody or drive by somebody, you pass someone who you're just like, they're breaking into that car right now. And
no.
You're like, you're not for sure, but you just got like a strong inkling of it. Like sometimes I'll loop around to see if that's what's happening, and I'm rarely right. And usually like, if I go, like I think maybe twice I've gone around and I see the person, I flash my hydrants and they run off. But it's, you know, it's never like, you know, it's usually somebody who's just walking to their car, and I'm just like, I just judged this person because they walked with a limp.
Wow. You're a dick.
I am a dick. And I have a limp myself, and I'm just like judging people.
But at least you're not calling the cops on them.
No, I've called the cops twice, but that's one of them, the guy was breaking in. Like he was trying to get into a car, and he was like jiggling the car handle to one car, and then going to the next one and jiggling that one. I'm like, oh, that dude's breaking into that car. And I wanted to stop him, but I had pizza in the passenger seat. And I was just like, I have to do the right thing without getting out of this car or compromising the safety of that pizza. I did not want to jeopardize the pizza.
I feel you.
Yeah.
Call and let fate do its job.
I know. I'm like, look, if you guys want to stop this guy. And then they usually ask, like, okay, do you want to leave your name in case we have questions? And I always do leave my name, like, if I need to. And I'm like, oh, I keep forgetting I could technically do this anonymously.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm going to start calling the cops on everybody. I'm going to call the cops on you, Ariel.
The only time I've called the cops is when, like, someone was following me.
I've
been followed to work and I've been followed home.
Here's what you do. You call the cops and say that you're following him. And then they'll come.
No.
No.
They came pretty quickly. We're they right did? By the police station.
Oh, nice. Which one?
I'm just Van Nuys. Van Nuys.
By the way, I love that you're a youngin', but there's this place that used to be called Circuit City.
I remember Circuit City.
I love that the Circuit Cities in the San Fernando Valley have all been repurposed to
thrift stores.
There's one that's a thrift store. The rest are churches.
No.
There's a church. There's a Circuit City in Granada
Jesus
Hills
surging through you?
That they just put a giant cross in the middle of the Circuit City thing, and it just looks like an industrial-sized church.
Oh, that's so gross. Churches are so gross.
It was the worst. I was like, nobody. Like, imagine being the person who your religion is built at a former Circuit City. Like, I understand, like if it's like a cathedral or a chapel or like a place that has some kind of biblical history or a religious sort of, like, it's yeah. a religious construct versus a place where you repurpose it. Like, if you walk in and you're like, didn't this used to be a Jiffy Lube? I feel like that's not where you want to learn about God.
Where do you worship? Oh, at the old Taco Bell?
Yeah. Used to be a check into cash, and now. Oh, that's funny.
It used to be a Best Buy.
Yeah. That's where they started Amazon.com. I wish we would worship there. Let's take a look. How we doing here? Let's take a look. We are only recording for 1 hour and 24 seconds.
Oh, wow.
That is fascinating. I feel like
time flies.
Time does, in fact, fly. This is a, I enjoyed this one. It was a little nonsensical, but very comical.
Yeah, it was fun. It went all over the place.
It very much did. There was a little bit of yay, yay.
Yay, yay.
There you go. See, I can't do it anymore. Now I have to say it all professional.
I keep forgetting the exhibit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's
like, it's hard to remember.
That one's hard to remember?
For me, yeah.
Yeah, it's, I think it's sort of like C-H-I-Y-E-H. Cheer. Cheer.
No, just like a yay yay stuck in my head, and it's like, I don't remember the other one.
Well, it's okay. The yay yay is a pretty good one.
It's iconic.
Yeah, I used to do that one, and I used to do the remix version, which was a yay yay.
Why?
I push rhymes like, wait, I grew up on 90s Power 106.
Yeah,
that was my thing. I used to sing like I Got Five on it, not knowing what it was about. I used to rap along to Bone Thugs and Harmony, not knowing what it was about.
And we used to do the like rolling down the street, smoking indo, sipping on gin and juice. I used to sing that as a kid. I had no idea what the fuck I was talking about.
I was like, well, I know the word juice.
I was like, gin and juice. It's a drink that people drink that must be delicious.
I was just like,
I grew up and I was like, no, it's not.
I'm like looking for the Capri Sun that's flavored gin and juice. Just not knowing. I'm like, what is gin and like spell J-I-N-E-N, like gin and juice. Like, I've never even heard of that fruit. Yeah, I was not a hip kid, but I used to sing songs that were just like that. I Need a Freak. Like, I used to sing songs, or like that next song, Too Close. That entire song is about a dude having an erection.
Yeah.
and trying not to dance, but he's dancing so close to this woman that he's like, oh, I know you feel what I'm feeling here.
And I'm about to explode.
Yeah, I'm about to just fucking make a mess on this dance floor. And we're both singing that rhythmically, and it's so funny that I'm just like, I used to sing that song all the time in like school. I'm like,
oh man,
like I'm like just like, girl, you're dancing too close, and, or whatever, and I used to just sing it all over and over again, and then and it was just so, and
you
I would just sing
it. It hard for me.
Yeah, exactly.
School were like gross.
I'm singing about having an erection in class and not having a clue about it. And everybody's sort of looking at me like, well, what is wrong with this guy? And I would have my headphones on too, so I know I would probably be singing out loud. I was that kid in class that would be singing off key, like into his headphones and stuff.
I remember I got the Together soundtrack.
Oh.
And I didn't know what Rub One Out was. But I was singing that song like crazy. And then I was like sitting in my room one day and my mom was in there for some reason. And I'm singing like, rub one out, girl, don't. And then I like start actually hearing the lyrics and I was like, whoa.
That is so funny.
I did not realize that song was about masturbating.
That is,
But I was singing in front of my mom and I was like, I don't think she caught it. She didn't know what it meant. But I was like, whoa, that was close.
That was the fake MTV boy band, right?
Yeah.
I know the guy who's the bad boy.
Oh really?
Yeah, that's my buddy Alex, and I remember
Mickey
when
Park.
I used to see him, like, hey, you were part of Together, weren't you? He's like, yeah. I'm
just like, oh. Mickey Park got one hoe and one hoe only. That's Mickey Park, fool.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
You were
no,
all in.
I loved Together. I thought that it was the funniest thing in the world. I fucking met Kevin Farley and was talking about Together, and he was like, holy shit, you like really? And I was like, yeah. We sang some of the Together songs together.
I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us. Yeah, yeah. You and I need to go on the road
together. A trigonometry could never equal up to what you do to me. So let's integrate. Don't differentiate. If you were in my class, there ain't no way I could pass. I hate English gym. And not to mention, I can't even afford to pay my attention. No philosophy could ever come between us. But we'll always have our calculus.
Damn.
I know my calculus. It says you plus me equals us.
I'm going to start the episode with that. It's just going to be you singing.
Oh, that's great. I was all in. I loved them.
I did not. I mean, I liked it, but I wasn't like all in like that. But I also hated boy bands. I was entertained by the amusement of it. But it was like, I know Backstreet Boys songs right now.
I loved Backstreet Boys. I didn't like boy bands, but I loved the Backstreet Boys.
Am I original? Yeah.
And then he's like, am I sexual? It's like, why are you asking your friends, bro? Yeah.
And his friends are like,
yeah, you are.
Yeah. That it's a.
Am I everything?
So, this is maybe like 2012, 2013. I was trying to set up a possible radio version of Awkwardly Social,
mm-hmm.
with the local station and like one of those like XM kind of deals. And my old boss was kind of introducing me. He's like, here, I'll introduce him to my buddy. He's at this event. We're going to do this thing. And it was like a holiday office party or some shit. But there was this guy who was just like the fucking, he's not a nerd, but he is a guy who, like, the guy who thinks it's a really good idea to make yourself silly in front of people.
Yeah.
So he chose five of us to sing the Backstreet Boys song. I'm trying to remember which one it is. And we were like, he sent us the lyrics, like which part we were gonna sing, each of us, and we this is a whole thing that took like 2 weeks to kind of build up.
I Want It That Way.
It was I Want It That Way, and
that's one where they all have like very distinct parts.
Yeah, and I was supposed to hit the high note part, and
what part did they give you?
I don't remember the guy's name, but the now I could see that we're falling apart. I'm not gonna get all into it. But
the way that it used to be.
Yeah. No matter the distance, I want you to know that deep down inside of me.
So you were Kevin.
Yes, sure. And then so I'm doing this fucking.
Oh, this is the lamest I've ever been.
People are doing karaoke behind us. And I'm having this conversation with the guy. He's like, so what's your podcast about? I'm like, well, it's this thing we talk about, you know, social awkwardness, the awkward situations, the things that make you build up as a person, and just talking comedy. And I was pitching all these ideas that I had for it. He's like, you know what? That sounds interesting. We could talk a little more about it. And as this is going on, I hear in the background, Jose! Jose! It's time! And I'm just like, I'll be right back. He's like, sure. So the Backstreet Boys music starts and we're all just singing it. And I'm just singing it like, now I can see that we're fall. I don't want to commit because I'm in the middle of this like this unplanned fucking pitch.
You should have committed, man. He would have been like, that dude takes one for the team.
Turned away when we started singing before I got to that part. By the time I got off stage, he was gone. He left. And I go to my boss. I'm like, hey, where'd he go? He's like, oh, he had to go suddenly. I'm like, fuck.
Maybe he thought, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, here's the thing. I did not have a full.
He did a great job, but he was like, maybe he just thought the conversation was over.
Maybe. Or he used that as an opportunity to get out. He might have just been entertaining me. I might have been drinking that night. So, for all I know, he just wanted to
like,
slip
gonna
out of there.
We're going to go into business together. No, hold on. I got to go sing.
We're going to start a casino, and then we're going to make it the Awkwardly Social Casino. Shh, don't tell anybody yet.
I got a new tattoo.
What? Let me see. Yeah. I'm, like, trying to see in the dark.
Yeah.
Hold on.
It's not going to work. I mean, unless you've got super sight. It's still at the peely, like, weird stage.
It's a,
Black Rhino.
It's a Black Rhino. Mm. 11/24/1976.
It's my brother's birthday. And then I added the date to this one that I already had.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Dope, right?
That's a really good one.
Yeah, I was like, oh, this is dope.
It's all the yay yays.
Yay yay.
Right?
Chew.
Chew.
Damn it.
Did you say Q?
I said chew.
Chia. It's not like a chia pet, almost chia, but not quite. So chew.
Chew.
Like saying you're saying Che Guevara, but like
I feel like this is like Rush Hour and you're teaching Jackie Chan.
That's true. I am teaching Chew. You how to be cool. Although you're getting the lesson from the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's I'm the guy who's trying to teach her what prison life is like without having gone to prison.
I go to the Awkwardly Social podcast to learn how to be cool.
That is Awkwardly Social podcast presents How to Be Cool. That is gonna be the name of this episode. No, I'm just
kidding. Do nothing that we did tonight.
Do nothing. Look at me as an example of what not to be.
Look at us and then do the opposite things.
That same goes for like if you want to be cool or a dietitian.
I'm actually pretty cool.
No, you're pretty fucking cool. You're the exact opposite of me. You're cool.
Black.
What?
Female.
I wasn't even going for that. I didn't even notice you were female.
Yeah, I am. The tits are there. They're just little.
Oh, they were talking about me. I was like, I'm flattered. Thank you.
You're just little.
Oh, stop that. All right, let's wrap this one up. You guys follow Ariel, but like, never mind. Don't follow Ariel. Don't follow her. Ariel, where can they follow you? What streets?
Which one is this?
This is
Hollywood Boulevard.
Hollywood Boulevard and Lancashire.
I'm sure there's like a Pacific Street. You could probably follow me there.
Pacific Street?
I don't know.
Is there a Pacific Street? I'm sure
probably.
There is. So off of Santa Monica Boulevard.
And Main Street. You can Highland. Follow me on Main Street.
Yeah. You can find me off of Pacoima Way.
You can find me in the club.
You can find bottles full of dubs. I don't know what it is.
That was bub.
But maybe.
Like bubbly.
But that's true because the dubs would be more like the West Side, the W.
Yeah.
Oh, that's another one I would do. West Side.
That's... Oh, yeah. We used to do that in our school song. They tried to, like the cheerleaders in the whole school, we would do it in the middle of our song.
Mm-hmm.
And like the deans and shit would try to be like, no one yell out West Side during the school song.
That's so funny.
It was like, beneath the western sky, West Side. And we did it every time. And the teachers got so mad. They're like, no one do that.
Young.
You guys don't yell out gang stuff. Yay, yay.
You gangsters with your hip hops and your loud music.
Oh, they tried to stop us, but it continued on.
I was not that guy, but I should have been. You know, I did sing the Cornuts Bust a Nut song once at school. And knowing full well what that one meant, but I sang it and everybody was like, what is he talking about? And I'm just like, because everything intentionally sounds masturbatory.
You're like, you're weird.
Yeah. And I made no friends that day, in case you're wondering.
Yeah, no, I wasn't.
In case you're...
I knew.
Ask me how many friends I had in high school.
None.
You son of a... I had...
I'm kidding. I had friends.
I had like four.
You're a good person.
I had four. I had four
That's
friends.
All you need, really.
True. But they were all friends with each other, and they all just made out a lot. I'm like, guys. Just four dudes making out with one another. Taking turns, been like, we're playing gay chicken. Like, ready? And just, like, smack it.
Hey, sounds like a blast.
No. That did not happen. I did do a naked race once, but that's a story for another time.
I'm going to remember that.
All right.
Bring it up first thing the next time we record.
All right. Where can they follow you?
You can follow me on Instagram, Ariel87, Ariel. Twitter at Ariel Was Here. Facebook. I think it's Ariel Was Here. I don't remember.
You gotta
just Facebook. Just Ariel Washington. He'll link you to me.
Oh, you'll find her. Yeah, I'll send all the information. Tell you what, send me an email why you want to meet Ariel, and I will send you all her information. All of it. I'm gonna set you up on a blind date with a listener.
And if you do add me, just make sure to send me a little message so I know it's from the podcast and not just a creep.
Yeah. But don't, whatever you do, you guys, don't send her a wiener picture.
Please don't send a dick
unless
picture.
You're going to send it and say,
no, unless.
I listen to the podcast.
Nope.
Like.
Just keep your wiener to yourself.
Write the name Awkwardly Social Podcast.
Nope.
In the photo
don't
somewhere.
Do this.
Hide it. Maybe don't. Under freckles.
Don't follow his advice.
Like an astrology thing, like, you know, like this little dots that you connect together.
He's trying to get you arrested.
No, don't send her that stuff, you guys. Send it. Don't worry. I said not to send it. Send
I heard. Don't.
No. Send it. Oh, wait, damn it. I didn't say that.
Did I just Bugs Bunny?
Yeah, you did.
I've been waiting my entire life to do that to someone. Oh, man. Do you know how big of a moment this is for me?
It's a great one.
Entire life I've wanted to Bugs Bunny someone.
That is so funny. Awkwardly social comedy. I'm sure I'm on something at Jose Chavez Comic at some point. Whatever. Email me if you got suggestions. JoseChavezComedian@gmail.com. You were just celebrating. I'm wrapping this episode up because you were just celebrating this victory. All right, we gotta go.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, I forgot to.